Monsters from the Basement.
This is Day Young, and you've just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Hello, everybody. This is James Downing. Welcome to another episode of Monsters from the Basement. We are in Atlanta, Georgia at the Days of the Dead convention, and I'm here with Day Young, star of Rock and Roll High School. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. This is my first convention, so it's been really a wild experience. But I'm doing great. Thanks.
Like I said, this is your first convention. How have you
survived? Yeah. I've done pretty well, actually. It's been really cool to meet all these different people. It's, I don't think I expected, you know, all the costumes and everything. So it's been really an eye-opener. It's like how I felt as Kate Rambeau in Rock and Roll High School, you know, yeah. The wide-eyed, bushy-tailed, like, innocent, you know. And But it's been really, everyone's been really sweet, and I'm partial to the South. I like the people from the South, so it's been really cool.
All right. Yeah. Was acting something you wanted to do when you were younger? Or?
Yes, I grew up in Michigan, and I then went on to college and was a theater major, and then I went to the London Academy of Music and Dramatic Arts. And so I've really kept pursuing it, and I'm part of the Actors Studio, which is a real honor, and, you know, and lifetime members. So, and I just keep doing it and enjoying it and loving it. It's a great passion of mine, acting. So.
Now, one of your most popular movies was Rock and Roll High School, of course. It was a Roger Corman movie. Do you have any memories of making that film?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I remember that I was the last one cast, that they had not found their Kate Rambeau yet. And everyone else, it was Friday before they were starting on Monday. And I had just gotten in town from London from studying there for 2 years. I was at a party and ran into a casting director who I was introduced to, and she said, "Oh my God, you'd be perfect for Rock and Roll High School. They're trying to find this girl." So before I knew it, it was like I was the next day meeting with Alan Arkush and Roger Corman, and they cast me, and I was working then on Monday. So that was really a whirlwind experience, and it were 18-hour days. But I really didn't know any different. I was just so grateful to be working, and it was such a great experience to have the first movie be this movie, and to have someone like PJ, who's such a veteran, and just like take me under her wing as her best friend. It was really a great, great experience.
I've heard Roger Corman really filmed his movies really quick. Is that the way that Rock and Roll High School was?
Oh, yes. It was 18 days finished, I mean, and complete. But I was just recently reading an article in this producer's magazine and him saying that this was his favorite movie. So I think that's pretty cool. And I've actually done commentary on the DVD with him, where the two of us were doing the commentary. And it was really neat to hear his perspective on it. I don't think he really was there that much with the actual Ramones, who were just also such a eye-opening experience, I think, for everyone. You know, but they were just wonderful to work with also.
What do you think it is about Rock and Roll High School that's had its popularity last as long as it has?
You know, I think it has such spirit, the movie. I think it's so, it has such spirit. You know, I think now, how would this movie do if we were to make it now, blowing up a school? You know, I just don't see it happening, you know. But it's done where, you know, it's still so many people's favorite movie, and I think it's because it's around the music. It introduced a whole new music movement of punk rock, which I guess had been going underground for a while, but this was really one of the first movies that kind of came out and introduced it. So I think it represented, you know, punk rock, and I think there's so many followers of that. And as I said, it has such spirit and so much fun, and there's just a lot of love in it. I think it's really a terrific movie. I'm very, very proud to be a part of it, you know.
Now, you mentioned PJ Souls. Clint Howard was in it.
Hopkins, Ann Patton, Mary Warnoff, all these actors who had worked a lot before, and I was like the new kid on the block, and it was really fun. You know, it's and you know, I this is the first time I've done a convention. It was like PJ says, "Come on, you got to come on out and represent the movie and stuff." Because I've done a few horror movies, but I've never been like known for the horror genre. But I was in a movie called Serpent and the Rainbow, which is a horror movie in its own that Wes Craven directed, and then Bill Condon, who did Gods and Monsters, he cast me in both Strange Behaviors and Strange Invaders, which were my second and third movie, which were sci-fi. Well, Strange Invaders was a sci-fi movie. Strange Behaviors was a horror movie. It was called Dead Kids with the working title. And it's a very underground, you know, movie, but, you know, these are like... They're definitely their own horror movies, you know. So, and then I did a movie with Toby Hooper called Spontaneous Combustion, where I get to blow up. So that was fun. But as I said, I'm not really known in this genre, and I've never been exposed to it. And it's just such a cool thing to be exposed to it. And probably one of the movies I'm best known for is I played the bitchy saleswoman in Pretty Woman, and you know where I kicked her out of the. And so I always, you know, that just kind of has its own press that comes with it. Yeah, and I've done a lot of Star Treks, which is really nice, and because there's a great following for that. But it's been a great experience coming out and just seeing the fans and really interacting with them. And everyone's so nice and appreciative. And it's such a great experience, you know. And to see that a movie like this lives on. I mean, gosh, we did this in 78. I can't believe that, you know, 78, 79, you know. So here we are, 2012. So it's amazing that it does have such legs.
Do you think you'll be doing more conventions?
Yeah, I'm booked to go to Cleveland, and I will continue to do it. And maybe I'll build a little more with my fan base and be able to bring out some of my other movies that I've done, like Serpent and the Rainbow. People that really are, you know, really follow those movies, so I am going to do that.
Now, if there's any aspiring actors or actresses out there, you have any advice to give them?
You know, I think do it if you're really passionate about it, because it is a journey that is well worth it, but you've got to have the passion and for the right reasons. It's not about being a star. I think it's really about loving telling a story, being creative, and... Yeah, that's what I would do. Is I would just tell everyone to just and to get training, you know, work for confidence and all of that, because I'm still in classes. I believe in it, you know. I continue to work. You know, I just finished doing a mentalist on television, and so I've had a really blessed career. I'm very lucky, and it's because I think I am constantly doing the work, because acting is just not. I mean, a lot of it, I would say over half of it, is probably being at the right place, at the right time, having the right look, all of that. But there is a lot also that is the actor's responsibility to do the work.
Now, when you look back over your career, what are you most thankful for?
My gosh, you know, I'm really thankful that I've kept my head on my shoulders, and that I just am always in a place of gratitude for every job that I get, is small, and I really believe that there's no small roles, and there's just small actors, and I'm just... I'm grateful for a lot of the directors I've worked for, and that they keep hiring me. That's really, I think, a really cool thing. Alan Arkush, Bill Condon, who won the Academy Award for Dreamgirls and Gods and Monsters, and just is a wonderful director. I'm very grateful to have him, and to also keep them as friends. I'm really very happy about that, because I stay in contact with a lot of people, and because it's a communications business, and I think that's it's hard work, and oftentimes you go off on location and. But that's also another thing to be grateful for, is that, you know, you get to go to all these amazing places. I've been to New Zealand, and I've been to, gosh, all over the place, working all across this beautiful country of United States, you know, which is really great, yeah.
Well, great. I appreciate you taking some time out of your morning talking with me.
Oh, thank you, James. It's been a real pleasure. I'm really glad to know about you, and I'll definitely look up your site and check it out. All right.
And I wish you best of luck in your future.
Thank you. You too. Thank you very much.